Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 1st, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Facebook launched digital well-being screen time management dashboards for Instagram and Facebook Wednesday in the United States, with plans to roll out worldwide in the coming weeks. The dashboard reports the amount of time spent in the apps each day, as well as the average time per day. You can set a limit that will cause a reminder to pop up, but that won't disable the app. You can also mute notifications for up to 8 hours. The dashboards are accessible in settings. Apple sold 1% more iPhones than a year ago, not as many as analysts expected. However, the average selling price of an iPhone rose to $724. That rose revenue from iPhones up 20%. That contributed to Apple's sixth straight quarter of accelerated revenue growth. Apple services, like the App Store and Music, grew 31%, and other products, which includes things like the Watch and AirPods, grew 31%. iPad and Mac revenue declined. On its earnings call, Apple also announced that CVS pharmacies and 7-Eleven will support Apple Pay in the U.S. IDC and Strategy Analytics both estimate the smartphone sales slowed worldwide last quarter, and only Huawei bucked the trend, moving up past Apple to become the number two smartphone shipper in the world, while Samsung held on to the number one spot despite a 10% decline. Apple grew its shipments, but not enough to avoid falling into third. A bright spot for Samsung are Canalys estimates that Samsung regained the number one spot in India thanks to mid-range phones like the Galaxy J9. Samsung took 29% of the market, just enough to knock Xiaomi into second with 28%. WhatsApp launched three new ways for customers to connect with businesses: a shortcut button, support for receiving info like boarding passes, and real-time support. Parent company Facebook will now offer ads that can link directly to a business's WhatsApp account, where companies can respond free for 24 hours, after which the company has to pay a fee. Microsoft has begun testing the Your Phone app, which mirrors content from an Android phone to a PC. Your Phone needs to be installed on both Windows 10 and an Android phone. iOS support is promised in the future. It lets users drag and drop photos from the phone into Office apps, with plans to add text message sync and notification mirroring in the future. Your Phone is part of the next Windows 10 update, codenamed Redstone 5. That Windows update is expected to ship in October, but Your Phone may or may not be a part of the shipping version. The Intercept reports a source tells it Google has plans to bring its search engine back to China. Google shut down its search engine in China in 2010 over what it said were free speech concerns. But the source says Google is planning to comply with Chinese filtering rules. An Android app codenamed Dragonfly would blacklist sensitive queries and block websites. Google already offers apps like Files Go and Google Translate in China right now. The DefCAD repository for 3D printed firearm designs launched Friday under its agreement with the U.S. State Department. However, it was forced to go offline Tuesday after a federal judge in Seattle issued a restraining order as eight states sued to stop the agreement. Washington, Connecticut, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and the District of Columbia are part of the suit, with 20 total states expressing support in a letter. The State Department filed a brief indicating its agreement with DEFCAD only applied to foreign distribution. The court case resumes in Seattle August 10th. France voted to ban smartphones in schools as of the beginning of the academic year in September. Phones were already banned in classrooms, but the ban will now expand to all the school grounds. Secondary schools can make exceptions for extracurricular activities and disabled students. Students will be required to leave phones at home or turn them off. Finally, Samsung announced the Galaxy Tab S4 with Android 8.1 Oreo, a 10.5-inch AMOLED display, the S Pen, and iris and face scanning for authentication. It also includes Samsung's DeX built-in. That usually requires a dock. That means the tablet on its own can act like a desktop PC with up to 20 windows open at once. It relies on Google Assistant, not Bixby, for voice control at a distance. It's available for $650 for 64 gigabytes of storage and $750 for 256 gigabytes, shipping August 10th. Models with LTE will also be available from carriers at various prices. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.